There's always a temptation to forget to hit the record button.
Okay. So now manually download the software?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't worry, it gets better after the first run once we figure out all the logistics.
So, George, will we have availability to what you'll be doing today at a later time?
Yes.
We will. Okay, great.
These are all recorded, so you can go back and review it.
Super.
And then, you know, look, over 6 months, not everybody can make every single session. And so then you just listen to the recording.
Because our businesses become so busy.
That's right.
Do it. Yeah.
Georgia says you have a session running already. You cannot join another session at the same time.
Okay, then put in this meeting ID. It's 561. Does it give you a spot for the meeting ID?
It just let's see. Okay, so I'll say okay there.
Yeah.
Meeting ID.
Yeah, 561.
I don't see. Oh, on the far left, does it say that?
It should give you a window to put it in.
No, I don't see a window. Go to meeting, online meetings made easy at the top.
Uh-huh.
To join the meeting, manually download our software. I did that. On the left, login, home, product overview, how it works, free trial, buy now, price.
Oh, look at the very top.
The very top.
Top right.
It just says online meetings made free.
Is this you, Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
Click the download, go to meeting button, and click OK and save, then double click G2M.
Okay. Close that window and just type in www.join.
Okay.
And here's the number. I'll type it in here. Can you? Right. You can't see the screen. Anyways. Okay. www.joingotomeeting.com.
Okay. Join. I'll hold it. Join dot go to meeting?
No, just join, all one word. Join go to meeting.com. And while you're doing that, I'm going to get the backup recording.
That's enough?
Yeah, it's enough.
Okay, there we go. All right, now it's got ID.
Okay, 561.
561.
421.
421.
753.
753. Continue. Okay, this is joining meeting. Now launch software on that one.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I'm not real computer. Yeah.
That's okay. This is as complicated as it gets.
I like it. Launching, launching. May take a few seconds.
And so, you know, I'm going to give you some of the background stuff that I do so you know. But basically, whenever I record any audio or a teleconference or a webinar, I like to have a backup recording going as well. And there are different ways to do backups. But I found through extensive experience that sometimes the primary recording doesn't work for a number of different reasons,
mm-hmm.
both human error but also technical glitches.
Yeah.
So I, in general, I run two backup recordings, or two recordings at the same time.
Oh, good.
And it's come in handy more than once. All right. Okay, so we're recording now. Good. All right, so let's see. Do we have Carla? Did you dial in? No, not yet. She's online, but... Okay, so let's see again. Let me run through. We've got Joyce, Julie, Paul, Martin, and now Michelle. Michelle, you're on the conference line?
That's right.
Can you hear? Okay. And then Carla is looking on the screen but not dialed in yet. So I've sent her a chat. She hasn't responded to that.
George, do I hit manually download the software again then?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so Carla says she has a conference number. Okay, good. what we're going to do, today is I'm going to give you an overview of the program and help you to understand the overall approach. I'm going to give you the 40,000 foot view of your general business approach. And I want to caution you, I don't want you to, this is not intended to overwhelm you, although some of you may get overwhelmed. I just want to give you all the moving parts and reassure you that over the course of time, you'll get trained in these different elements that I'm going to throw at you today.
Stretch and grow.
Stretch and grow, right? So if you get overwhelmed, paralyzed, intimidated, it's okay. Just keep moving forward. Keep your eyes and ears open. Keep your heart open. And it will all, you know, you'll get all the building blocks when you need them.
Okay. George, what am I supposed to be looking at now, just so I know I'm on the right screen?
What are you looking at? You should see my mind map.
Oh, okay. I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't see you logged in yet, Paul.
I'm not. Okay, let's see here. So,
are you on a Mac or a PC?
PC.
Yeah, it should work with Mac or PC. No problem.
Okay, so I'm back to this one screen that says, try go to meeting free for 30 days?
Or? No.
No.
Let me see.
Yeah,
I'm
still on the same screen. To join the meeting, manually download our software.
Yeah, do that. Hit download.
And I did.
You did?
Yeah, so go ahead and run it.
Yeah, run it again.
Okay, run it again.
See what happened.
Do you want to run this software? Yeah. You have a session running already. You cannot join another session at the same time.
Hmm. Okay, what I would do, so what browser are you in?
What do you mean?
Are you using Firefox or Internet Explorer?
Oh, Internet Explorer.
Okay, do you have Firefox available?
I don't know.
Okay, then what I would do is just close out that browser. Another thing you can do, here, do this. Do Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay, right now? Okay.
Yeah, and then go to, you should see a go-to meeting
running,
and then close that out.
Delete. And go to which now?
In your processes, when you did Control-Alt-Delete, you should get to a task manager.
Yeah, start task manager.
Yeah, start the task manager. Look for anything related to go-to meeting. And
okay,
close
there's
out.
Two of them.
Yeah, close both of them out.
Close them both out.
And then we'll start you over.
Close them without by how?
Oh, just click on it.
Oh, click on it once?
Yeah, and then it should give you an option. I have to go look myself.
The top one says web conferencing, online meeting, and the second one says go to webinars or questioning here or something. That's what I did yesterday, I think, when I got here. Okay, I clicked on it once, and it says running. So it just, and then click end task?
End task, correct.
Okay, and then do the same for the other one.
Yep.
Cool.
And then start over.
Extraction,
hey,
error,
nice
go
to... Skype ID, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Nice Skype ID.
What is my Skype ID?
Jungle George.
Yeah, that's jungle.george.
Okay, it says extraction, error, go to meeting. Unable to execute the application. The operation was canceled by the user. I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now we go to the... Okay, so it looks like I just have PB Demo offline and Windows Media Player on there. So
yeah, you can close out your task manager and just go to your web browser again.
Okay, go back in.
Yeah, and just go to joingotomeeting.com.
Join go to meeting. Oops. Okay, come on, baby. Okay, and that number again was
421-753.
Okay. Okay, launch software again.
Okay, good. By the way, this is a learning point for everybody. If you are using a speaking strategy, and we're going to go through different strategies, of course, in this program, and you're doing virtual events, such as a teleseminar or a webinar, one consideration is the technological challenges. Teleseminars are far easier because there are fewer moving parts.
Oh, yeah.
You just get on the phone.
George, I've got another session running, go to meeting. You have a session running already.
You may have to reboot. just write down this meeting ID and go ahead and reboot yourself, reboot your computer. Our meeting ID is 561-421-753.
561-421-753.
Yeah, just reboot your computer, start over, and then go
join
GoToMeeting.com. Yeah, that should get you in there. You'll need to download the software and then punch in the meeting ID.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So as you can see from this, when you do a webinar, there are a lot more moving parts. There's the conference call line, and then there's the online login. And invariably, there's at least one, two, or more people, depending on how many people have registered, who cannot log in for a variety of different reasons. And it's just purely because it's a complex system technologically. So there is a downside to doing webinars. There's an upside to doing webinars. We'll go into those details later when we go through the training on doing virtual events. But I just wanted to point that out to you since we're having that experience right now. Okay, good. Okay, so let's start. I want to give you an overview of this program, talk about our game plan and the different resources that are available. And looks like we don't need this any longer. Put that in here. Okay, the program, so you know, so when I train you, I'm also going to not only give you information and exercises and action steps, but I'm also going to give you the back-end view, when appropriate, of what I'm using in terms of technology. And when things aren't working right, I'm going to tell you exactly what I know that's not working right so you can learn from it. Okay?
Okay.
And so what I'm using today is a program called MindJet Mind Manager. It's mind mapping software, and it allows me to create these little, you know, data points and just start typing to my heart's content. And it's a great way for, if you're a visual creative thinker, to keep notes. I do book writing here. I keep track of all my client sessions in these notes. I attempted to do it using Word, but Word was too linear for me. And I can also convert this map to Word if I wanted to with a click of a button. Okay, so I use this every day. I mean, it's like my workhorse. And you can do, you know, when you're doing webinars or presentations, you can, of course, use PowerPoint. You can move some of these maps into PowerPoint. But more recently, when appropriate, I just do my presentations instead of using PowerPoint. I just do a mind map like we're going to do today. And it gives me a lot more flexibility. It's more dynamic. And it's a lot less work than putting together a PowerPoint presentation with all the pictures and the text and stuff. Okay, so, and then one other piece of back-end information is today I'm going to do freehand mind maps or dynamic mind maps, meaning I'm going to type as I'm training you. But I could have, let me show you, I could have already prepared the map in advance. For instance, here's a map of a project that I'm working on, and I could already have it collapsed. And then I can hit the right button if I want, and I can show you all the, I could uncollapse it. Sorry. Show you all the levels if I wanted to. Okay, but today we're going to do a free flow map. All right. So this is how the program works. It's 6 months long, as you know, and we are ostensibly covering client attraction and conversion mastery, but there's a secret I didn't tell you about, which I'll reveal in a few minutes. We've got training sessions on the first and third Wednesdays, and this is 9 to 10:30. And you've got the conference call line. And then for those of you who are in the program that has the virtual work days, those are on the fourth Wednesdays of the month, and those are virtual work days. Okay. And then if you've got private sessions with me, we'll schedule those according to our schedules to make it work. And we'll do regular times, twice a month. Okay. So the other piece in terms of resources is you're going to get through a separate email a login. In fact, let me show you what the page is going to look like or what it does look like. You're going to log in with a username and password. So let me just type, this is going to be getting you into the Freedompreneur Training Center. And what you have there is, let me flip the screen here, and I'm going to show you the page that it'll take you to. Okay. This is the page, the first page you'll see when you log in. And let me refresh it. There you go. Then at the bottom, there are two links. Actually, it's not in there yet, but there are two links. One is to take you to the section with trainings on client attraction, and another is to take you to the trainings on client conversion. And then there's one more section, which is the training on mindset mastery. The mindset mastery section is on overcoming your limiting beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. So having said that, the general approach here is this ACR. I don't know if you can see this on your screen. Let me highlight it. In any business, you've got to attract clients, convert them, and then retain them. So we're going to use that model in our approach. I'm going to give you some other models in a moment, but just for as a way of thinking about your general approach to more and better clients, customers, and patients, think ACR, attraction, conversion, and retention. In this program, we're focusing on the attraction part as well as the conversion part. And there are a lot of moving parts to each of these elements. There are a lot of moving parts to attraction. There are a lot of moving parts to conversion. And I'm going to dissect those out for you, no pun intended. The other resources that you'll have, you also get an email that will allow you to log into a support forum. It's an online bulletin board. It's only for us. It's password protected. And you can post questions. You can post successes. You can post anything that you'd want if you want to get feedback from other people. And it's an opportunity for us as a community to see what other people are doing, to help out others and give advice. And if you're in the same situation or have the same issue, challenge, or problem, you can learn from other people as well.
George, I got to just jump in here. I'm not getting there. I did that, and I came in, did it all. You have a session running already, again, has come up, so I don't know
wow.
what the deal is.
Huh. And you rebooted. You restarted?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why that is happening. You already have a session running. Have you used it before, GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar?
Well, what I did was that yesterday, when I got the email, I just went to that thinking I was, you know, needed to or whatever. I went to it and, yeah, that's what I did. I went to it, and but I didn't do anything. But, I probably opened it up.
Yeah, okay.
Did that mess
it up? Look at the bottom of your screen and see if you see, like, a sunflower. It should be orange.
Yes.
Oh, you do. Click on that.
Sunflower. Okay. It's got, like, six sides?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Yeah. So you have a session running already. You cannot join another session at the same time.
Okay, close that out.
Okay.
Do you see another sunflower?
No.
Okay. I don't know. You might have to do another cold reboot, like shut it down. Rather than restart, just shut the computer down.
Yeah, that's what I did do.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that. We'll probably have to troubleshoot that afterwards.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you'll have a support forum, like I was mentioning, and it'll be a way for us to, you know, for you to post questions to the group, and then I'll be in there answering questions as well, and I might have other experts who help me who come in and post some answers as well. All right. And then on our group trainings, the purpose of these group trainings is, well, today is a little different because I'm orienting you to the overall approach, but I'm using these group trainings to reinforce the material that's already recorded in the training center, and I will add new material as necessary and appropriate. And in particular, one of the things I want to train you in is for you to pick up some of the basic general business and entrepreneurial skills that you typically don't learn anywhere else. And why is it part of client attraction and conversion mastery? Well, because if you don't have these general business skills, you can attract and convert all you want, and your business still won't work right. So I, by necessity, I need to train you in a few things, maybe not every single thing that I can teach you, but I need to train you in some basics. Okay, so having said that, I want to show you a little model here. So we're going to go through a lot of different models just to give you a framework for what we're taking on here. If you've all seen a 747, and if you look at the nose of a 747 with it facing you, you know that there are two engines on each wing. Does everybody have that visual?
Okay.
On each wing there are two engines, and so there are a total of four engines. And guess what? In any successful business, regardless of the size, a business of one, a business of 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000, there are still four basic success engines. One engine is what I call leadership management and team. That's one engine. The leadership management and team is all about the focus of the company, the objectives, the specific goals and objectives, the mindset, what I call the business presence, and it's all about managing your resources and managing people and developing teams and developing support structures and developing skills. So that's one engine. It's also, strategic and tactical oversight. The next engine is operations. So these I call also logistics and administration. And this is all the way from managing human resources all the way down to managing how the toner cartridges get ordered and everything in between. Bookkeeping, inventory management, technology management, insurance. The next engine is marketing and sales. And this is actually two engines in one. Marketing is a different animal than selling. Marketing is all about education and promotion, getting the word out about what you have to offer to the right audience. Selling is distinct from marketing. Selling is about having the people who've heard your message and listened and answered the message, having them see whether or not what you have to offer is a good fit for their problem, issue, or challenge, or desire. And I've, just as a quick aside, I've known a number of people who are good at marketing but could not sell their way out of a wet paper bag. And I've known a lot of people who are good at selling but cannot market themselves out of a wet paper bag. So these are two distinct mindsets and two distinct skills.
George, what was the title of engine number two?
Engine number two is operations, subtitled logistics and administration.
Hey, George, this is Julie. Are you on the mind mapping page again? Because what I'm seeing is still the Ultimate Client Attraction Conversion Mastery page.
Thank you. That's one challenge of having two monitors. Here we go. Okay. So here are the engines that I've drawn out.
Here.
Right here. Let me make this a different color for you. Oops. Hold on. Okay. So again, leadership management and team is the first engine. The next engine is operations, also called logistics and administration, and then we have marketing and sales. And then the final engine is your deliverables. So these are your products and your services and your programs that you have to offer. So I like to think of any business anatomically or structurally in this format because it helps me to put elements and information that I get from the business about what's working and what's not working in appropriate compartments that help me to think about them. Now, these compartments are artificial. There, of course, is crossover. It just gives me a way to think about my approach to any business. So I encourage you to think of your business in this manner as well. It's not designed to box you in. It's designed to help you to actually be more creative and innovative because you have structure to it. Now, there's another structure I want you to be aware of, and I think we might have talked about it, at least the people who were at my workshop last week, and I've done so many workshops, I don't know who has been exposed to this, but this is called the kitchen table business structure. And this is yet another way to look at your business. And I encourage everyone to build these legs. So here's one leg. One leg is coaching. Coaching is providing support, guidance, and information, and sometimes cheerleading. And but you're not part of implementing. You're not helping the company or the individual to get things done. Consulting, as I define it, is providing the coaching. It's providing the cheerleading, the information, the guidance, the opinions, recommendations, and cheerleading. But it's also, as a consultant, you're part of the heavy lifting. You're part of the implementation. You're part of getting things done. So the distinction here, the analogy is like baseball. In baseball, you have a coach or coaches. But when the ball is in play, the coaches cannot be on the field or there's a penalty. Okay? So that's coaching. That's consulting. The next leg is what I call training. Training is one to many. Training is what we're doing today. There's one of me, but many of you. That's training. The next is what we call leverage. And in leverage, you're taking all the information that you've provided and all the work that you've done in terms of coaching, consulting, and training, and you're turning that body of information into recordings, into ways that leverage that expertise and experience. So, again, it could be recordings. It could be licensing of your material and your approach.
A book.
It could be books. So we call that's the general category of information products. So those are books, digital downloads, articles, blogs. And then the other thing you can do is a franchise. And then another is membership sites. Or membership or subscription sites. You can see we can keep adding to this list. All right. So for any business, whether you're product or service oriented, you can build all four of these legs. And I encourage you ultimately to build all four. But for now, it may be in your best interest to simply focus on one or maybe two. So it depends on your circumstances, but do keep this model in mind. It's like, you know, bar stools that have three legs? It's easy to tip over in them, isn't it? And a bar stool with one or two legs, it's even easier to tip over. So my recommendation is to build all four legs because it gives your business greater stability. But build it in an intelligent fashion, in a strategic fashion. Don't attempt to build all four at once. If you're just starting out, that would be detrimental because you would diffuse your energy and your focus. Okay. Now, all right, here's another model. So, by the way, there's some crackling in the background, so if you've got moving around or dogs barking in the background, go ahead and mute yourself out, and you can do that, I believe, in this system by hitting *6. And then you can unmute yourself again by hitting *6 again. So this is my FSA model. It reminds me of the airline PSA. The F stands for focus. So what is the focus of your resources? What is the focus? For instance, for your businesses, what is the most important thing? Paul, you found us.
Hey, I found you. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either. It's just a miracle. Okay, very good. Welcome. What is the focus of your business? Let me rephrase that. What is the most important thing for each of you to accomplish in your business during this next month? Write that down on a sheet of paper right now.
First, would you say it again?
Yeah, what is the most important thing for you to accomplish in your business this month? Okay, so when I say this month, that's near term. And there's also your intermediate term focus. Intermediate term focus is somewhere in my time frame, somewhere between 6 and 9 to 12 months. So write down what your intermediate term focus would be. In other words, what do you want to accomplish through your business in the next 6 to 9 months? And if you've done that already, go ahead and write down long-term. So for me, long-term is 1 to 3 years. I typically don't focus beyond that because too many things change in that period of time. So if I said something in 5 years, gosh, by my first year, I've already figured out that there are other things, other options, and other possibilities that change that five-year vision. I like to stick with 1 to 3.
Excuse me. You want this written down like right now, or can we do it like right after the call?
Oh, you can do it after the call, but I want to give people at least some time to at least in shorthand jot down some ideas.
Yeah.
But of course, yeah, embellish on it after the call. And it can change too.
Yeah.
But just do it as a quick little exercise. And then I'm going to write some notes myself here, so don't mind what you see on the screen. It's just a reminder for me of something I want to tell you after or during the session. Okay, so who would like to just share what your near-term focus is this month?
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
A rate sheet, description of all my offerings, get my house completely feng shui. It has a lot to do with my business. And
okay.
also make up a list of contacts, business contacts, and also people that I know that I would invite to if I was going to have a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few things.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Let me tell you what my near-term goal is for all of you in this next month. I want to give you a launching pad. What's a launching pad? I want to give you a solid platform on which to build and grow your business, not just in the next 6 months, but in the next, really for the rest of your business career. And that launching pad there's a lot that goes into that launching pad, but it consists of you having a solid core marketing message. Don't worry about the details of what your marketing message is. We're going to go through the elements of your marketing message and help you to define it, articulate it, and refine it. Your launching pad also consists of a solid core client process. By the way, when I say client, I also mean client, customer, and patient. But for the sake of brevity, client, I'm just going to say client. And sometimes I might say patient because I go back to my doctor world. Sometimes I might say customer, but anytime I say one of those three words, just think of all three in one fell swoop, okay?
Hey, George.
Yes.
Are we going to have access to this mind map after the call?
Oh, you mean the actual mind map?
Yeah, the one.
Or the recording. You'll have the recording, but I'll be happy to give you the actual mind map if you want to play with it.
I'd like to be able to just print it.
Yeah.
Print it right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can. There's a couple ways I can give you the mind map. One, I can give you the actual mind map if you have MindJet Mind Manager. It's a Joyce, do you remember, is that like a $250 program?
I have not engaged in it yet.
I thought you bought it. Okay. I think it's like $250. But I can also give this to you in a format that's a PDF.
Wonderful.
That is, I can send it with a PDF player, or what do they call it, the MindJet player, whatever they call it. I think it's called a MindJet player, which is PDF, but it allows you to expand and contract these nodes without having this program. So I can send it to you that way.
Wonderful.
That would be great for me.
I'm just not sure which would be most helpful. So let's start. I'll send it with the virtual player. In fact, because I'll be posting this with the recording in your password-protected site, and you'll be able to download it from there.
Perfect.
And then if somebody wants the actual mind map, I can post that as well. But at the very least, if I send it with the virtual player, then even if you don't have the software, you can still expand these different pieces. Okay?
Cool.
Perfect.
Good. All right. Yeah, thanks, Joyce. Okay, so launching pad, solid core marketing message, solid core client process. Your core client process is your step-by-step methodology for working with clients. In other words, how do you take a client from where they are now to where they say they want to go and everywhere in between? And it's important, even though, you know, people don't buy from you because of your process in general, you still have to have a solid process that gives people the confidence in you and that makes you credible and believable. And it's critical to having clarity around this for building your programs, products, and services. The other thing you need for your launching pad is 1 to 2 to 3 basic marketing channels or strategies. Remember, I'm going to train you in 11 different pathways, 11 different potential pathways. Do not attempt to master them all. You don't need them all. Do I want you to be familiar with them all? Yes, that's why I'm going to give you all 11. But you only need 1 to 2 to 3, at least for starters. And if you're starting out from zero, from ground zero, just pick one. Because if you try to do too many things at once, you'll simply get distracted, defocused, paralyzed, frustrated, and lose confidence. Once you've got one basic marketing strategy up and running, then add on another, and then you can add on another. But let's start with something simple and basic, 1 to 2 to 3, okay, and get that working well for you, refine it, make it be reliable and repeatable. You'll hear me say the phrase rinse and repeat, and it's really rinse, refine, repeat, rinse, refine, repeat. Okay, marketing channels. Then you need to understand how to sell / convert, because you can have great marketing channels, but then if you can't turn that into paying clients, you'll be broke the rest of your life. And I've seen people who can market, but they just cannot convert. Someone I spoke with recently has been doing lots of workshops, and she's had, you know, workshops with 15, 20, 30 people in her workshops and gotten no business out of it, like zero business out of it, which tells me she's got a block point when it comes to selling and converting. And the blockage may be mindset, but it also may be technical, or it could be a combination. Now, the other thing you need to have as part of your launching pad is what your offering is. And your offering is simply your programs, products, and services that actually showcase your core client process. In other words, anything that you offer, let me see if I can draw a little line here. Anything that you have to offer must tie into your methodology, your approach. Let me give you a brief example. So my core client process, I'm actually in the process of describing. In fact, I should probably finish my core client process before I describe this offering. So let me continue on here. I got on a little tangent here. So focus, then look at your strength of your strengths and strengths of your blockers. This is part of my approach. Why do I start here? Because that's great, you've got strengths, but what is counteracting your strengths? There's a lot of technology out there that will measure your strengths when it comes to your thinking, but they don't necessarily point out your blockers. And there's technology that will measure your blockers, but not necessarily tell you your strengths. But I use technology, as some of you are familiar, that allows me to measure the strength of your strengths and the strength of your blockers when it comes to thinking and how you turn that thinking into behaviors. So I start here in general, especially when I'm working with a private client. I start here so it helps me to understand what are the best strategies for that particular client or that particular company for their given circumstances at this given time. I also want to understand what's the best way to structure this business. And remember, when I say structure, I'm talking about the kitchen table structure, but I'm also thinking of structure in terms of the success engines. And how this structure is designed depends on the strength of strengths and strength of blockers of either that individual or the people who are making up that company. After structure, I'm looking at systems. So systems, I define a system as something that's documented. It's a step-by-step, what do you do to get this task accomplished? What do you do to produce this desired result? And it has to be documented. It has to be retrievable. If someone with a baseline level of skill, experience, and expertise runs this system, then they should be able to produce reasonable results with minimal outside training from somebody else. So, like, for instance, when I started my business 5 years ago, I wrote down my systems because I knew to do this. I wrote down everything I did in terms of promoting workshops and seminars, in terms of the technology that was required, in terms of what I did for lead generation. You're actually going to see these actual documents later on. Not today, but as you get further into the training. And I turned these systems into a way to make myself more efficient, and I turned these systems into a training program to teach other people how to do what I did. By the way, if you're going to license, franchise, or sell your business, documented turnkey systems like this make your business more valuable at the time of sale. They actually increase your value today by helping you to be more efficient and productive and making it easier for other people to help you. The next thing I like to look at is, what are the skills that you either have now or your team has now, and what are the skills that need to be outsourced or developed or delegated? And then what kind of structure of support is required, internal support. So that means people who are already in your camp, maybe they're already working in your business, and external support. So maybe you need to have other people, like a coach or consultant, or a virtual assistant, or some other mentor who helps you externally. The next thing in my approach is to set up a structure of set up a structure of accountability, to set clear action plans. So these have tasks and steps, et cetera. Accountability is a way to make sure you focus on following through. It's one thing to talk about all these things and put together game plans, but it's another thing to actually implement the game plans, to actually do what's supposed to be done or make sure that other people are doing the things that they're supposed to do to help you. So this makes up my core process. You can see the S, focus. You have these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 S's. That's the S. And then the 2 A's, action plans and accountability. for follow through. So FSA is how I remember the mnemonic. This forms my core process. So anytime I create an offering, a program, product, or service, I think about, okay, how do I apply my core client process and integrate it into my program, product, or service so that, one, it showcases my process, but more importantly, it helps whoever is using my program, product, or service to get what they want to accomplish, to get their goals met, to get their needs met. And what I found over the years is that if I stay true to my core client process, then it enables me to produce very solid programs, products, and services that deliver on what they're supposed to deliver. And it keeps me from getting confused and paralyzed when I'm developing a new offering or refining an offering. So throughout this program, one of the key things we will do is help to define your core marketing message, your core client process, help you to select your best marketing channels or strategies, help you to understand how better to sell, and to create an offering that is attractive to your target audience. Oh, by the way, the other launching pad is you need to figure out who your target audience is. If you don't like the word target, then change target and say intended audience. Okay, any questions so far?
All good.
Okay. There's a distinction I wanted to tell you about. I may throw out these three different terms from time to time. And the terms are strategy, tactics, and tasks. So strategy is what to do. It's very high level. A strategy might be, okay, our strategy is going to be to increase our online visibility through search engine optimization. That's our strategy. Okay, well, if you were going to take that on, then what would you do? Because you may or may not know what to do to increase your online visibility through search engine optimization. The how to do it is actually the tactics. The strategy is what? Let's write this out. What to do? The tactics equal so the tactics for search engine optimization may be we consult with a consultant who gives us a specific game plan about looking at Google Analytics and optimizing our site with keywords, making sure our articles are optimized with keywords, and making sure that all of our blog posts have the appropriate tags and categories to increase our search engine visibility. Okay. Now, tasks are the specific things to do step by step. Okay, so let's go to the search engine optimization analogy. So the tactics are we're going to get Google Analytics working on our site. We're going to make sure we have all the keywords in our articles, on our pages. We're going to have the right tags and categories on our blog posts. All right, that's how to do it. Now, specifically, someone has to go in and do those things. And it may or may not be you doing those things, getting your Google account set up, pulling the code off of Google Analytics and putting it into the appropriate places on your website. Those are the specific tasks that need to be done that follow from the strategy and the tactics. Okay? Is that clear? In other words, is anyone confused about this terminology? Okay. Great. Let me take you through a little primer in marketing strategy. So let's look at Let's look at this here. I'm going to break this out. Let me highlight this so it's easier for you to see. By the way, in this software, if the maps get gigantic and unwieldy, you can break it out into smaller maps, and then the maps can link to one another. How's everyone doing so far? Are you following, or have I lost you already?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Is it making sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Don't have it memorized or anything.
Well, by the end of today, you're supposed to repeat this all back to me verbatim. Okay.
I can read.
Okay, good. All right. I want to break this out for you, and then I want to show you a different model so you can understand what we're going to take on in the next few months. Client attraction is really the same thing as marketing. In order to attract, these are the elements you need to have. You need to be clear about your specific target audience. And in copy that I write, I like to name my audience by name. I like to give the specific title to my audience. Stay-at-home moms, that would be a specific audience. Women accountants of the Pacific Northwest, that would be a specific audience. Competitive tennis players under the age of 50, that'd be a specific audience, right? So to attract clients, you have to have an audience in mind. You need to identify a specific big problem or burning desire that they have. And you need to articulate the solution or answer that you have for their issue, problem, challenge, or desire. Okay? Now, this is very basic. There, we'll get into this in greater detail, but these are the essentials. Who's your audience? What's the problem they have? And what's the solution that you offer? Okay, when it comes to conversion, most of you, I believe, are familiar with my paid introductory session system, which you can actually use. It doesn't have to be a paid introductory session. You can use my system even if you're doing a free session. And my system actually works especially well for service-oriented businesses, and it can be modified if you are offering certain products. When it comes to teaching you client conversion, we will go into greater depth in terms of the actual steps. There's actually 14 steps to my system. And for those of you who want to get a head start, once you get the password protected, the password logins for the training center, you'll be able to see the 14 steps. You could actually take yourself through the 14 steps because I've got audio and video in there, as well as templates and worksheets and documentation. Client retention. Client retention is having people keep coming back for more. In this program, we will not focus heavily on client retention except as it relates to client attraction and conversion. I have specific training on client retention in terms of creating what we call high-end, high-value, and high-end outcome-based programs. These can be low-priced and high-priced. In general, they're higher-priced, and I have methodologies for an approach for creating these programs. But for our focus in the next 6 months, we will not focus on this type of client retention. But we will focus on client retention as it pertains to you providing outstanding value. That's how you keep clients coming back. You provide value. And by the way, when I speak of value, this is a term that will come up time and time again. I want you to identify your value proposition, which is the specific measurable results, improvements, outcomes, and experiences that people get from working with you. Really, they get it from your programs, products, and services. Okay? Now, I ought to include this in your launch pad. In fact, I'm going to put it right down here. Because when you can articulate the value that you have to offer in this kind of format, then that tells me that you have great clarity in terms of your audience, your core client process, your marketing message, and your offering. It's challenging for a lot of people to arrive at a value proposition that they can deliver in 1 to 2 to 3 sentences unless they've got all these other elements clear in their minds. Don't worry, it can be overwhelming, but we'll get to this. Okay, so let's go back to client attraction and conversion. When I was starting out as a plastic surgeon, 1995, I was so business naive and incredibly overwhelmed by the realization that I had to run a business. And I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about selling. So a lot of things that I read were very confusing to me because of the terminology that was used. I don't know if you've had this experience yourself, but people would take basic marketing principles and apply catchphrases to them just to make it look like they had a unique approach, which, you know, I know that's a strategy to do that, and it's appropriate in certain places, but it was doggone confusing for me. When people would write, you might have heard this term, post-beneficiary relationship marketing. Has anyone ever heard that term? You've heard it. Who was that?
That was a
okay. Well, all host-beneficiary relationship marketing is that you are working with an alliance partner. You're working in collaboration with another individual or another business to co-promote one another. But when I was reading terms like that, I just like, oh my gosh, I've got to learn a whole new language. I can't do this. I already spent the last 15 years of my life learning a medical language. So it was intimidating, it was frustrating, it was infuriating. And then finally, after studying this, I realized that no matter what names people apply to it, there are only 11 different marketing pathways. And when I realized that, it was like the weight of the world lifted from my shoulders for eternity. Because then I realized that there was a finite number of marketing channels, and I could learn it. I can master 11 things, even though they're pretty big things. But it's better than trying to master what seemed like an infinite number of marketing strategies. So here are the marketing strategies. Here are the 11 key or principal or main marketing strategies. And by giving you these 11 in this way, I'm probably shaving 2 years off your marketing learning curve. And a lot of frustration and hair lost. Okay, the first is referral marketing.
The hair's gone already, George.
What's that? They're gone already? Okay.
Well. The hair's gone.
But if you can find a way to keep them from going gray, I'm all for it.
There you go. Well, this may delay the gray part.
Okay.
Because, believe me, this has been so doggone frustrating for me to learn. Just because it doesn't have to be that complicated. So I've made this simple. You're going to see how simple it can be. All right. So there's referral marketing. And referral marketing is the best strategy around because it's faster. clients who come to you right off the bat are higher quality. They're ready to go in general, and they're usually a better fit for you than other types of marketing, such as paid media. All right. The next type of marketing is speaking. So speaking can be live in person. And speaking is not for everybody, and it can be virtual. And virtual is, you know, teleseminar or webinar. All right, the next strategy is writing. So if you don't like speaking, you could write.
George, are these listed in best to least valuable? Or?
Very good question. So yes and no. Don't you hate those responses, yes and no? The yes is the very first strategy is listed first for the reason that it's the one of the most, it is the most powerful strategy, getting referrals. But the problem with referral marketing is that you have to develop it, you have to cultivate it. You have to cultivate relationships so that people refer to you. You have to cultivate a following so that people have gotten tremendous value from what you have to offer so that they will refer to you. And this is where most businesses fall down flat, is you have to train people in how to refer to you. Otherwise, it's like helter-skelter hodgepodge. And the quality of your referrals can suffer because you haven't trained people in how to refer to you. So I will be training you in how to do referral marketing. This is how I ended up with clients internationally. I didn't go out and specifically market internationally. I was referred to people in the UK and in Italy and so forth. So I have a method for this. And so the least desirable strategy that I will show you is paid media. And there's everything in between. So number one strategy is referral marketing. Number 11 strategy is paid media. And everything else in between depends on, guess what? The strength of your strengths impacted by the strength of your blockers. So which strategies you choose depend on what I call your performance matrix, which is the strength of your strengths impacted by the strength of your blockers. So I do not know right now which of these other strategies are the ones for you to focus on. So I think that was Martin who asked that question.
That's right.
So number one strategy, referral marketing, number 11 strategy in terms of desirability, paid media, and then everything else in between depends. Okay? All right. Now, let's go on to the other strategies. Oh, so writing, by the way, writing can be article marketing. So I'll show you some internet things that you can do, articles. Articles can be in print as well, blogs and guest blogs. You can do books, templates, booklets. Okay. There's actually an article, and I'll show you this. This is in the. This is going to be in your foundational training program. There's an article marketing system where you actually mail a sequence of three articles, and it's a way to get people prepared and warmed up to you, so they already are familiar with you before they even get to hear your voice or see you in person. And I'll show you that strategy as well. Another strategy is networking. And networking, by the way, for those of you who think you're allergic to networking, oh, we're getting some bobbling in the background. There's a lot of scraping going on, so if you're moving around, if you can mute yourself out, that would be great. Networking can be live in person. It could also be virtual, like as in online. And networking it can be formal or informal. For instance, for me, I don't really like formal networking. I don't like going to, quote, networking mixers. Like, what am I going to mix with, vinegar or oil? And so I tend not to do that kind of networking, but people have told me I'm great at networking, and I'm thinking, huh? What are you talking about? But that's what I'm good at is informal networking. I like to connect people. I like to connect relationships. I like to connect the dots. And so do not be intimidated just because you don't like to go to formal networking mixers. You don't have to. But networking in general is one key strategy we'll look at. Another strategy is PR and media relations. You know, I had a press release that went out announcing one of my workshops a few years ago, and the Puget Sound Business Journal picked up on the article or on the press release, and they called and interviewed me, and they wrote a little article in the Puget Sound Business Journal. From that article, a local company found out about it and attended one of my marketing workshops and ultimately became a client who was worth over $40,000 of revenue to me that following year. All from one press release. What do you think the ROI was for getting that press release done? I paid someone $125 to refine what I had written.
Oh.
So $125 versus, you know, turned into over $40,000.
Take a couple of those.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The other strategy we'll look at is strategic alliances and joint ventures. And there's a difference between the two. A lot of people who don't understand these two strategies mix the two up. But a strategic alliance is where you are let me start with a joint venture. A joint venture is where one or more parties have joined together on a common project or undertaking, and the different entities have something at risk. So you're each taking on risk. That's why it's called a venture or adventure. There's joint risk shared. The risk may be unequally shared, and it may be different types of risk, but you're still, the different entities are taking on risk. A joint venture example might be, you know, two companies or two individuals come together and each putting in a certain amount of money for a marketing program. Okay, a strategic alliance is where you're partnering with one or more other entities, but there's not much risk involved. You're really taking advantage of, in a strategic alliance, you're taking advantage of what each entity has as an asset or resource, and you're complementing each other, much like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. A great example of a strategic alliance is where somebody has a huge mailing list, either in, you know, print mailing list or these days electronic mailing list. And a different alliance partner has a fabulous program, product, or service to offer. And so these two entities would become strategic alliance partners, and the product would be product, program, or service would be offered to the other partner's list. And that's a way to sell programs, products, and services by partnering. That's a prime example of a strategic alliance. You can also use strategic alliances offline as well if you want to. I've done that for some of my speaking events, which actually ties in with the next strategy, which is sponsorships. And sponsorships can be online and offline. Offline, I've had banks, chambers of commerce, economic development centers sponsor some of my speaking events where they actually pay for, say, the room or meals or some other expense related to the event. And so that's offline sponsorship. But you can do online sponsorships as well. I know an association I'm affiliated with who they did a teleseminar series. And they had a major credit card company actually sponsor that event. So the credit card company was showcased, and they paid tens of thousands of dollars for the exposure to this particular audience who had subscribed and paid money to be part of that teleseminar training series. So it may not be a strategy you start out with, but it can actually work quite well if you know the right things to say to get sponsors. And by the way, I used a blend of this for that $40,000 client. I used a blend of sponsorship and PR and speaking because what I did, a blend of sponsorship, strategic alliance, PR, and speaking. Because what happened was I had a speaking event, a networking group wanted to sponsor the event, and so I had a press release written. It was given to the networking group. They sent it out to the local media. The local media picked up on it, and then my potential client showed up at my speaking event and turned into a very good client. Okay, let's see, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, okay, so the ninth one is internet marketing. Internet marketing is an animal in and of itself. And there are a number of internet marketing strategies, all of which mirror these 11 strategies that I'm talking about. So in internet marketing, you can do referral marketing. You can do speaking through the internet. You can do writing of all shapes and forms through the internet. By the way, there's a subcategory, social media. I should call this internet and social media marketing. That's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Plaxo, eCademy, all those things. So through all of these, you do speaking and writing. You do networking. You do, you can use PR online. In fact, more and more, you can do paid media online. In fact, more and more paid media is going online to the extent that, as you probably know, print media is going downhill. Print media in the UK and in Europe and also in the States, their readership and their advertisership is going down tremendously because people are moving online. And so that's why a lot of print publications have gone out of print. You can do strategic alliances and joint ventures online. Okay, so we will talk about what these strategies are. Sorry. When it comes to talking about internet options. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th one, and I'm blanking on it. Let me see. It's I'm still on the line. I'm just recollecting my final two. Well, worst comes to worst, we look at my sheet. Can you see this? You'll have access to this sheet as well. Oh, special events, follow-up outreach. Okay, let's go back to our map. Special event. Special events can be challenging, but they could work. These are really trade shows and special displays. So trade shows are like booths. You can, at different conferences and specialty shows, you can have a booth there. They can work if you run them properly. I tend not to do these, and I have done them in the past, but it's an option. It certainly can work. Special displays would be, some stores like Staples, they have a special display you can put at the front of their store, the featured business of the week. It can certainly give you, if you have the right offer, it can help you build your mailing list. It could bring you customers. I tend not to focus on special events. Oh, special events also include auctions. Okay. The final one is not really a strategy, a primary strategy, but it's a strategy that is more secondary because it's where a lot of people fall down. It's really following up where let me move this here for a moment. There's one other strategy I want to put in here. It's direct outreach. This is the 11th one. Direct outreach is direct mail. So you can do postcards, and some people do really, really well with postcards and flyers and letters and what's called dimensional mail. Anybody know what dimensional mail is? It's also called bulky mail. Dimensional mail is where you don't have a flat piece of mail. It's got bulk to it. It might be a rolled-up mailing tube. It could have a silver platter, literally a silver platter in the packet. You can have a little box. But when you have something that's dimensional, it brings attention to your mailer. You can also do direct calling, also known as cold calling. I don't particularly recommend it, but for some people it works well. I talked to a coach years ago who built her business on cold calling, but it turns out she used to be a recruiter, so she didn't mind cold calling. She actually liked it. And you can do faxing. I don't recommend faxing. That's direct outreach. Okay. Follow-up outreach follows from any of these strategies, because no matter which of these strategies you do, if you don't have a follow-up system, you'll be dead in the water, because you'll spend a lot of time and energy getting traction and maybe spending a lot of money getting leads but never doing anything with them. And I've known more than several companies who have focused so much time and energy and effort on getting leads, but they never followed up with them. Amazing but true. Okay, so these are the 11 strategies here. And I don't expect you to master all of them. I'm just looking for you to pick one or two or three. And again, if you're just starting out, I want you to pick one. Let's get the elements in place for one strategy so you can focus your attention, focus your resources, and build your confidence in getting one strategy to work for you. And then when the time is right, you add on. Okay, make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know about you, but having this framework of 11 discrete elements really simplified my life. It gave me a sense of relief that I could understand where to put the appropriate strategies in the appropriate context and what to focus on and what to say. You know what? I'm just not doing direct outreach. No matter what I read or what people tell me about direct outreach, it's just not my cup of tea. I'm not going to do it. Okay? So I'd like for you to have in your mind what the strategies are that you might want to choose from out of this listing. You don't have to decide now, but I just would like for you to be thinking about it in your other than conscious mind. Now, having said that, I might challenge you in what you've chosen, not for the sake of sparring, but simply challenging you to really consider whether that particular strategy is the best fit for you for your particular situation. Because you might choose a strategy simply because you're familiar with it, and familiarity doesn't mean it's the best strategy for you. Okay? All right. Any questions so far?
I was curious about the auction.
Yes.
I mean, how is the auction used? I mean, you just...
Yes. Well, you can... there are different ways you can use an auction piece. So you can auction off your... For charitable organizations, they're always looking for things they can auction. For instance, my kid's school, they recently had an auction. We belong to a spiritual community called Ananda, and they're having an auction. And so we're procuring items that can go up in the auction for either products or services.
Right.
So you can feature your programs, products, and services through auctions. I've been at auctions where an item was so popular that the company that donated the auction item was willing to offer it to the two highest bidders, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to, one, be of service, but two, through offering your program, product, or service through the auction, you gain visibility and you help a good cause. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you by the way, have to be careful. Depending on your industry, there are restrictions to whether or not you can offer your programs, products, and services through auctions. For instance, plastic surgeons have to be very careful if they're offering something through an auction. In fact, last time I checked, it's not a good idea to do it. Okay, because some plastic surgeons have actually gotten into trouble by offering their services through auctions. Okay, your next steps, your direct next steps. So there is a link that some of you got. Let's go to the resource section. Let me make this smaller so I can see where the heck we are. Oh, okay, your next steps, if you haven't done so already, is follow this link and go through this training. It's www.freedompreneur.com/visioneering. And this is a sequence of videos that I've put together that I use this process over the years with my private clients. And I finally got smart about it and recorded it so I didn't have to keep repeating myself. This is a launching platform for laying out your business in the near, intermediate, and long term and aligning your business with your basic core of core values. So I encourage you to go through this training and do the exercises that I've laid out in this training. And then you will be getting, like I said, you'll be getting the access codes for the training center that will give you the training material for lead generation strategies. And right now the strategy that's available now is on using speaking. And I just need to, the module is almost done for writing. I have all the material. I just need to put it on the web page. And then very shortly I'll have the module because I have all the pieces for referral strategies. And then in the training center you'll have access to the client conversion, which is the paid intros system. Okay. Now, what I'd like you to do, because I don't know where each of you is in terms of your business maturity, but you don't have to follow any of these trainings in direct sequence. You can mix and match. And what I'd like you to do is go in and pick the things that you need to learn and then come back to these group training calls that we have on the first and third Wednesdays and ask questions. And then I can help you to refine or clarify certain aspects of those strategies. Because here's my thing. You know, a lot of programs have a start date, like we're starting today. But, you know, within a couple, two, 3 or 4 weeks, everybody's going to be at a different place in their business. It's just like running a marathon. Everybody starts at the start line, and the gun goes off, and everybody goes running out, sprinting out. But then, you know, within about a mile or two, everybody's at a different point in the race. So my idea of creating this program is that we have a rolling starting line, meaning that you can start at any time. You don't ever get behind. And wherever you are is the place you ought to be. So don't worry about trying to keep pace because there's really no pace. The only pace is your own pace, your own time and your own situation and circumstances. Okay? So the next thing for you to do also is to begin posting questions on the support forum. Right now there's nothing. There's no questions on there. But I'd like to develop that as a community hub so that we can capture questions and issues and challenges and capture the different suggestions and recommendations in a site that's searchable. And also it gives me a readout gives me the pulse of where everybody is who's part of this program, so I can better understand what types of material do I need to showcase and what other material do I need to create to train you, in. Okay?
Yes. Support form again?
I'm sorry?
Where is the support form?
Oh, I've got to send you an email. You'll get an email that will give you the access codes to get to the support form. It's online.
Okay.
So two emails you'll get. One is to get into the training center, and one is to get into the support forum. Good. Okay. So we're at 10:31 now, and are there any other logistical or strategic questions that you have?
You're also going to send us a PDF of the mind map?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Good. Okay, so today was a little bit more administrative. In the future, we'll be more content and question-based, and we'll take it from there. If you have questions, shoot me an email. You can also, you know, post questions in the support forum, but if you have logistical questions, just shoot them to me. You should have my email, but it's george@freedompreneur.com. You all should have my phone number. There you go. Okay, good. Okay, everybody, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us on this adventure. And we will reconvene. Our next live training will actually be on the third Wednesday of this month, which happens to be March 17th. Same time, 9 o'clock in the morning, same phone line. And same webinar link as well. And for those of you doing the virtual training, our first virtual training, our next virtual training will be on, March 24th, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Take care.
Great.
Bye.
Thank you.